In December, Misty Parker landed her dream job. It may sound like she's picking up trash, but what she's actually doing is launching a neighborhood compost program in Dallas. When Parker, who's 31, quit her previous job and lost her health insurance, she started to search for a new position with benefits. But like many millennials, she's looking to make a difference.
I was trying to find it, but it was hard because the things that I'm most passionate about don't tend to make a lot of money, don't tend to have those benefits. They tend to be smaller companies.
That's where Obamacare came in.
When I found out that I qualified for a subsidy through Obamacare, I decided to just go for it. So I ended up taking a job with a very small startup company that does not offer insurance at this time, but I'm able to afford it now because of the bill.
That bill is $38 a month. It's a subsidized rate available to someone like her making around $12 an hour. Parker has a bronze plan with a $6,000 deductible.
If I had to pay that for some reason, it's not going to destroy me. Also, I didn't want to change doctors, so I went with a PPO, which is a little bit more a month. But again, $38 a month. Can't beat it, really.
Now, many young people won't find plans cheaper than their cell phone bills, as President Obama likes to say. The federal government predicted about 40% of young adults will pay less than $100 in premiums for exchange plans. But without subsidies, a 27-year-old North Texan would pay around $200 a month for the lowest-cost bronze plan. That can be a hard sell for young people.
Actually, there's a lot of interest in getting a health insurance among what we call young invincibles. But one of the key barriers to actually doing that has been affordability.
Stacy Pogue is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin. Health policy experts like her agree the success of Obamacare depends on getting young adults to sign up.
That's what keeps premiums stable, is this mix of healthy and sicker individuals all in the same insurance pool.
The Obama administration estimates over a third of the people on the exchanges need to be between 18 and 35 to hold premiums down to reasonable levels. We still don't have official numbers on how many of these so-called young invincibles signed up in Texas, but it's obvious some are purchasing health care and don't consider themselves invincible.
I'm pretty healthy, but with riding my bike all the time, I wanted to have coverage really more catastrophic than anything else. But also, you know, I just want to be able to go to the doctor when I want to and not have to worry about how much it's going to cost.
Misty Parker's insurance kicks in January 1st. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.